This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
You've heard his music here on Joy, including the 2015 ARIA Song of the Year, Start Again. He's toured with the likes of Ed Sheeran, Maroon 5 and Kygo, and he's been labelled Australia's next great pop export, which I think he's achieved. I'm talking about platinum-selling singer and songwriter Conrad Sewell. Conrad,
hang on one moment. If we're going to have a guest in the studio, at least use his full name. Right, oh. Everybody here. Conrad Ignatius Mario Maximilian.
Yes, that's about right. Yeah. I expect that to be said every room I walk into.
Yeah, a fanfare. Well, look, before we go in, thank you for coming to Joy. It's very exciting to have you here.
It's great to be here, man.
I'm going to start with the hair. As a hairdresser, you have the hair. I mean, you must have Pantene knocking down the doors.
Hey, we've got a couple of offers, you know, but we've got to go for the biggest deal. So we're trying to really amp the project up, and then we'll take the biggest one at the top. You know, I'm feeling like a L'Oreal collab at the end of the year or something like that.
Excellent.
Just keeping it silky and smooth, baby. Yeah. Silky and smooth.
Yeah. Your producer, Jamie Hartman, has stated that although his voice has mainstream appeal, there's also a rare and raw rock and roll sensibility to it. Hmm. Do you reckon that's what distinguishes you from other mainstream people?
I mean, I like to think so, yeah. I mean, the thing is that I'm a rocker at heart. You know what I mean? I grew up playing in rock bands and I just think I have a big voice. You know what I mean? I grew up singing in pubs like where you had to be loud, otherwise no one gave a shit. So that kind of comes across. But then I also love R&B, so like there's a softer side to my voice. But yeah, I mean, I like to think it's, you know, I'm a little bit more tough than the rest of them.
It's great though, isn't it, to be able to be to be both though, to be, you know, mainstream and also have that.
Yeah, ticking all the boxes.
Ticking it all.
So one of my favorite
humble as well.
Oh, we love that.
It fits right in with us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So one of my favorite songs, of course, was "Remind Me."
Oh,
so
okay.
We go back. I had a very, I don't know, it was a song about loss, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and
of
I
course,
do
yeah.
remember going through, and we. You know, it was a big song. It touched me very much.
Oh, that's
and we
amazing.
Still played it today, and it brings tears through.
It's still on high rotation here at Joy.
Here at Joy,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
we love that song.
Yeah, no, that was one of my faves off the EP. It was one of those songs, like, I lost someone as well. And it was just, I think it touched a lot of people, you know what I mean? So that was a special moment.
And a big year. Then you go and make a Coca-Cola commercial.
Yeah, you know what, I did, 2015 and 16 were big years, and it was a lot, and I was on tour a lot, and then it got a little too much for me, I think, and then I sort of stepped back and I went and made this record and just took the time to sort of take a look at myself really and sort of figure out what I wanted to say next. And
self-reflection, and, you know, that
yeah,
scares the shit out of me.
It's scary, but I think it's really important that people do it, and I, you know, as scary as it is, I did it, and that's sort of what all these songs, the next songs that you're going to hear, the album is about.
We listened to the Coke commercial before. It's really
did.
Good.
It was really good.
It actually, I think it's still charting in like Brazil or something like that.
Is it?
Me and I did that with Leda Vinci, and we won like an award for like the best commercial or something like that in an advertising. In the Oscars of the advertising world, we won an award for it as a commercial, so it was pretty cool.
It's fantastic. You know? So your newest project, Ghosts and Heartache, deals with issues surrounding, you say, alcohol, drugs, and what you've referred to as mistakes.
Yeah.
Are you able to talk about those mistakes?
Yeah, I've kind of already come out and said it all about all the drinking and using I was doing, so I guess I've got to roll with it now. It was a tough time. Like I said, I was doing a lot of self-reflection, and it was the end of a relationship for me. Well, it was, you know, that was the reason why the relationship ended, because I was drinking too much and partying too much. And I just sort of started to see it negatively affect my life. And I started writing about it, and it sort of, lyrically, it's seeped into all the music. And, you know, I'm not drinking at the moment because I'm just, you know, I'm focusing on my career. And
well, I did read that in the news yesterday that you were going to... No drinking backstage?
Yeah, just in general. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I'm never going to drink again because, you know, I'm bad. You know, I love living the good life. And to me, wine and all that is like, it's so hard not to do it.
You just talk rock and roll, you know?
Well, that's the thing. But, dude, I'm 30 now. And I've lived my rock and roll years. You know what I mean? Like, I've done some crazy shit. I should be dead right now. So I'm going to thank my lucky stars that I'm not. And I'm going to focus on putting out incredible music that touches people.
And it's great music. It's good.
Well, thank you. I mean,
and I'm glad you're not drinking at the concert. But no. Do you have nothing against me being pissed as a fart in the audience? Because that's
I actually
a guarantee.
Really would rather you guys all live. I could live vicariously through you. So the Excellent. More shit face you get at my shows, the better it's going to be for me. So please come, drink, be merry.
Conrad, one of the things we've been talking about on breakfast recently is being authentic.
Yeah.
And how does it feel being completely honest and authentic?
Well, it feels good, man. I mean, it's. As a person, I'm naturally like that. I'm an open book, do you know what I mean? In interviews and stuff like that, I don't really know how to be any other way. But with my music, I definitely have in the past sort of not been authentic in times. You know what I mean? I'd sort of done what the record label wanted me to do or thingy. And it's very, it feels amazing this time around talking about what I want to talk about, really believing in the records that I'm putting out wholeheartedly. So it feels amazing, and I think it's the only way to be. Like, if you can't be yourself and be honest with the music and, you know, just in life, it's, then what's the point, you know what I mean?
So do you think everyone needs to go through this honest and reflective chapter in their life? Do you think it's something that we all got to hit at some stage?
I mean, I don't know. I think everyone's on their own journey, and I think, you know, some people choose to look at that within themselves and you know, talk to people about it or... you know, want to find out those things about themselves and find out why they do things or, you know, but some people don't. And I think, but for me personally, I think it's a positive thing if you do, do you know what I mean? Like if you take a look at yourself and think about why you do certain things and ask and get help if you need it or whatever, I think it can only bring positive things, I think.
And change is possible.
Yeah.
Conrad, you write your own music. You can tell if a song is genuine and heartfelt. And you can tell that with the stuff that you write. Mm. Your new single, Come Clean, how did that song come about?
Well, I was in the relationship I was just referring to before. And she had asked me to stop drinking and partying. And I was living in LA with her. And I just... couldn't really do it. You know what I mean? Like I was trying AA meetings. I was doing like, you know, I'd do like weeks at a time sober and then I just fall off. And she wanted me so bad to come clean and get clean. And I couldn't. And I walked into a session. I never usually would bring up like a word like cocaine or anything like that in a songwriting session. And I was writing it with a good friend of mine, Whitney. And I was just like, it was all I was thinking about. Like not drinking because I was sober for 2 weeks and I was like this is killing me. I just want to drink right now. It's like I was like and she was like why don't you? She's like you're usually partying. Why aren't we having like some wine in the studio? And I was like I can't. Won't make it mention her name, but she doesn't want me to drink at the moment and it's killing me. And she's like we've got to write about that. She's like that's so real. And so yeah, we wrote the song and I showed it to the label and surprisingly they really loved it. I think that's what they were attracted to is just the honesty of it. And, you know, so that's how that one was born.
Well, it's a change in today's music, being honest. I mean, it's become such a disposable culture that it's actually good to see young guys like yourself. And yeah. I know you want to say you're 32. Wish I was that bloody young.
I'm 27.
You know, yeah. But it's good to see music. We can be honest. I mean, we live in a world full of reality TV. It's all Instagram famous. It's good to see people being
I think
true.
So, man. I mean, music's there for a lot of different reasons. You know what I mean? It's there to have fun. It's there to, you know, sometimes to come for you in times like that. And I think it's there for some people to feel like you're not the only person that's going through something. So, you know, for me, I guess I lean on more of the serious side with this new record anyway, for now, of talking about shit that meant something to me and that I was going through, and I hope other people feel it as well and know that it's a normal thing to go through, you know what I mean?
We're going to play Healing Hands shortly. What's that song about?
Similar kind of thing, but just more looking from the other person's perspective.
So it had nothing to do with massages in Bangkok? On stopover?
No, but I am sicko, and I started getting obsessed with them now. Okay.
I mean, don't we all, you know? Like,
oh, my mother would kill me if she heard that.
She won't be listening.
No, it's that's sort of more of like, it's kind of like a, you know, in through the, like, those hard times, I had my mom, I had my sister, I had the girl I was with, all trying to, you know, be this positive influence in my life and help me and heal me for, you know, for lack of a better word. And, you know, it was sort of like my thank you to them, do you know what I mean? And like me sort of saying, you know, I won't let you down again, you know what I mean? I will I can be a great man. I can, you know, I can be this person that you guys.
What a lovely son. Oh, look at the, I don't know. It's really good.
They're very proud of you, I'm sure. You've got the tour coming up. The Come Clean Tour is happening in September.
Yes, it is. Tickets go on sale today, I think. Today, so, yeah.
Melbourne, Friday, September the 7th. So
better hurry up. It's getting to 9 o'clock. Keep They'll be queuing up out the front.
Yeah,
ticket
it's going to be a big one. Well, it's actually going to be a small one because I want it to be very intimate. And I really want these first couple of shows to just talk to those, you know, those core key fans that have been there from the beginning and just like just sing in a smaller room and tell the stories and sing my ass off.
We love music in Melbourne, you know that. So yeah, we're going to welcome you down here with open arms.
Thank you. We love intimacy too, don't we, Tom?
Yeah.
Well, of course, yeah.
So we'll be there.
I love it, I love it.
Absolutely. We're going to play some Would You Rather. Okay. So
okay.
Would you rather be completely invisible for one day or be able to fly?
I think invisible for a day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that scares
They're
me.
They're both bloody good, but... Invisible, I think I could get more out of it, you know, because I could go and rob a bank or I could go and do, like, you know, and then long-term wise, I think it's probably the better call.
Well, so the next one is, so would you rather go without a shower for a month or an internet?
Oh, without the internet for sure. I don't really like internet in general. I think it's ruined everything.
Are you a big social media player?
I mean, I have to use it because of, you know, the career, but, like, I wish we were just back in the 90s before... Even if we just had dial-up still and we only had to get on it at night time.
Correct. I will not join technology. As you see, everyone comes prepared with computers.
I love that. Look at that. You've got your book, your pad and your
paper.
pen. I still write in a pad and pen as well. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's changed well for the better as well. But
oh, yeah. It's the best way to get porn.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, that's the one thing it did bring, really.
Yeah, made a lot of sticky pages. Having to... Oh, it's terrible. Yeah.
Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere or be able to read minds?
Hmm. I think teleport anyway. I don't want to read minds.
No?
No, there's some sick people in the world.
Yeah, I don't know what people are thinking about me. That would be terrible, wouldn't it?
I know.
Yeah. So be invisible and teleport.
Yeah.
I love it. He's a perv. Well, that's where my mind went. I know, it's probably just me. I apologise. Yeah.
We had one more, didn't we, which we sort of said before. Would you rather never use social media sites or apps again, so any apps, or never watch another movie or TV show?
Never use the apps because I love movies too much. You need a good movie. You need to escape every now and then, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Good TV.
What about you, Tom?
What would I rather do?
Yeah.
Well, you know I can't use technology. Unless it comes on the four free-to-air TV stations. I have no idea how that thing works.
Yeah. So if you want to see the real Conrad, and I say the real Conrad because that's what your music's all about now, we recommend you do the Conrad Sewell Come Clean Tour, Melbourne Friday, September the 7th. Tickets officially go on sale today at moshtix.com.au.
Definitely. We'll be getting ours. Thank you so much for coming.
Can't wait to see
you. Thank you, Conrad. We're going to take it out with Healing Hands. You're on Joy. I know
I'm not enough sometimes. I know that I'm too much sometimes. But you're still in my love. I know you wanna walk away, but something in me makes you stay. I can feel it in your touch. I used to turn off my phone, I used to never come home. You asked me where have I been, and I would lie to your face, but I won't. Falling apart, and I let you down and left.
With Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.